All right, let's do this. We are looking for caller number 6, who's going to win a $50 gift card instantly to enjoy at Sea Lovers. And then we're going to put them in the draw for the $5,000 trip courtesy of Sea Lovers, the best fish and chips in town. All right, we're going to go to... Oh. I was just about to say, the winner is Michelle. Good morning, Michelle. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And today's my birthday, too.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, we did not know that, but we're so glad we could help you out. Happy birthday. Does this make your day?
Totally, yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad. Well, you get a $50 gift card, and if you could go on a trip anywhere, Michelle, where would you go?
I think I would love to go to Paris with my husband. He's never been, and I'd like to go with him.
Okay. Well, Michelle, we're going to put your name in for that $5,000 trip, okay? And I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, Simi.
Oh, happy birthday, Michelle. Michelle's caller 6 gets $50 to enjoy at Sea Lovers restaurants and putting her in for the grand prize draw. She wants to go to Paris with her husband. That is a $5,000 trip courtesy of Sea Lovers, the best fish and chips in town. We're qualifying winners every day until May the 10th, so keep listening for your chance to win. All right, let's have a little chat with Scott Shantz. Now, it's not your birthday today.
My birthday is in December, but happy birthday, Michelle.
Yes, exactly. Thank you very much for that. All right, what are we talking about?
Well, yeah, I mean, do you remember, Simi, a little bit earlier this month, there was a Shein pop-up here in Vancouver. Everybody went nuts for it. We've talked a lot about fast fashion. It's an issue that I'm kind of passionate about, and it relates to the environment. We all sort of have accepted that. Fast fashion is really bad for the environment, but have we stopped to consider how bad it actually is for, like, us as people and our health? Because the answer is it's very, very bad for us and for our health. And there's a lot of reasons, but the number one is microplastics. Our clothes are full of microplastics. I found this out after I spoke with Kelly Drennan. She's the executive director of Fashion Takes Action. And I asked her just to tell me about this. How did it go that our clothing is, like, literally made out of plastic?
Well, almost 60% of our wardrobe is basically made from synthetic fabrics like polyester, spandex, nylon, and acrylic. And these synthetic fabrics are actually derived from petroleum, so they're plastic. Unlike natural fibers, say like cotton or hemp or wool or linen, so these plastic fibers are made, again, from petroleum, but they're also shedding microfibers. So every time we wear them, and then even more so when we wash them, there's tiny little invisible microfibers that are being shed. And these are actually the single largest category of microplastics. So all those little bits of plastics that you see in the news floating around in the oceans, well, these microfibers are actually becoming an alarming problem, and it's showing up in human blood.
Wow. Okay. So is it literally that clothing, like, is shedding, like the clothes that we wear are shedding plastic?
Yeah, so even our natural fiber clothing shed as well, these microfibers. And some people think, oh, well, that's okay because it's natural. But what a lot of people don't realize is that there are plastics that are added to natural fibers as finishing chemicals to help things like being stain resistant or wrinkle repellent. And these chemicals contain a plastic as well. So when those cotton or, you know, wool garments shed, they're still shedding plastic as well into the environment. So then we're breathing it in the air, the fish are eating it in the water, we're eating the fish, and so on.
Okay, this is a little bit discouraging. So what do we do about this? I mean, is it as simple as, like, hey, just don't buy cheap clothes? And I know that that's, like, a big ask, right? Like, fast fashion is everywhere. We actually just had a Shein pop-up here in Vancouver. I'm sure you're familiar with that company. And it was so disheartening. Yeah. People were, like, lined up to go into this pop-up.
Yeah.
And we're, like, addicted to fast fashion, you know, right?
Yeah, it's true. It is. There's the psychology behind, you know, I think clothing is one of those things that people feel like there's an instant rush that you get from buying something, especially if it's super trendy. It feels like you're contributing to this greater, you know, cause or something, but, you know, it is really bad. And I mean, the most sustainable garment is the one that's already in your closet. So I think what we really need to be doing a better job at is like not buying as much stuff, really, and shopping your closet before you feel that impulse to buy something new, because you might already have something in your closet that's very similar, that could just be styled differently. And then when it does come time to buy something new, really think about what you're buying. And like you say, invest in your wardrobe. You know, clothes used to cost 2 or 3 times more back in the day than they do today. You know, my kids are always blown away by that. But, you know, brands like Shein and Temu, like, not only do they put out up to 10,000 new styles every day, but a lot of their stuff is less than $10. So not only is it cheaply made and by really bad fabrics, but you have to think about the people who made those clothes and what were they paid, if anything.
Yeah, it's a really sort of staggering thing. Is there any, like, wearing those clothes, maybe this is a way that we get people to sort of, because I think it's, you know, the shedding of the microplastics thing, yes, we understand that, but it's one of these, like, future problems. I mean, I know it's a problem now, but it's like an out of sight, out of mind thing. Is there any sort of, like, personal damage that can happen just from wearing a cheaper shirt? Like, can it damage our skin? Can it have an effect on us because it's, I guess, closer to us or on our bodies?
Absolutely. So you might recall years ago when Canada banned BPA, bisphenol A, from plastic bottles and, like, you know, our water, drinking bottles, water bottles, containers, tins, things like that, baby bottles. Well, BPA is still found in our synthetic clothing. So this is a hormone disruptor, right? And we're wearing these materials. And a lot of the synthetic stuff that we wear is like workout wear. So you think about, we sweat in it. And so these toxic chemicals are right against our skin as we're sweating. And, you know, your skin is your largest organ. Things get absorbed through the skin quite quickly and easily. So people don't think about that. And, you know, they think about, you know, what you put in your mouth maybe and how that might impact you. But this is just as bad.
That's Kelly Drennan. She's the executive director of Fashion Takes Action. Just look for 100% cotton.
Good advice. Thank you for that, Scott.
You got it.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.